Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Greeting you in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. You're in tune with the power of Pentecost. A time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a time when you can shut yourself in with God. Lift your hands if at all possible. Worship Him and praise Him. Let's exalt Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I get so excited each time we come to you and begin singing that song. Brother Greg told me recently that he sings it along with us, and I'm sure that others do also. And we can take that from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. Have it all possible. I hope you're inviting someone from time to time to turn in. All right, we're going to go to the best love songs and hymns hymnal, page 186. Let's sing to us on "Look to the Lamb of God." From sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He to redeem you died on Calvary. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Tempts and doubts and fears assail, look to the Lamb of God. You in His strength shall over all prevail, look to the Lamb of God. Of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. His love will cheer and fill your heart with song. Look to the Lamb of God. Shadows on your pathway fall. Look to the Lamb of God. In joy or sorrow, Christ is all in all. Look to the Lamb. I didn't read the opening scripture to get us started in the broadcast, but the Word of God is great to read any time. Psalms 36, verse 9, "For with thee is a fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto me that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Now let's turn over for our precious promise. Let's read another verse from God's Word. This comes to us from Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Reminds me of the fact they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And there's another song we sing sometimes, "Blessed quietness, holy quietness." There's where we draw our strength from the Lord. Let's call upon Him today. Let's pray for our next church service. I, as a pastor of a small mission church, I'm always praying for our services, and I try to include the services of other churches also. Let's pray one for another. Father, we're just so thankful today that we can find strength, and we're thankful, Lord, that we can find confidence in the Word of God. Lord, we're glad for that quiet time when we can just bask in your presence, and we can meditate, and Lord, we can, we can feel your spirit, and we can sense your essence, knowing, Lord, that you're listening to us. We're thankful, Lord, you can speak to us during those times, and in our confidence, our strength is renewed. Heavenly Father, bless our church services. Thank you for great times together in the house of the Lord as we minister one to another, as the Word of God goes forth, as the services are conducted. May it be a day, Lord, when many find you as his or her Savior. May our next service be the time, Lord, when many are saved. Send sinners to our midst, Lord. Compel them, show them the way. Help us to witness to them, Lord, and lead them to you. However you can work it, Lord, we want your will to be done. We're looking for great and mighty things from you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise him with us now. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful it is to me. Let's sing it one more time. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful it is to me? Hallelujah. And I will share some contact information with you at the end of the service. We need to hear from you. Thank you for those that we do hear from and that we have heard from recently. We want to say thank you so very much. Well, we want to continue this broadcast till Jesus comes, the Lord permitting. Here's one that will just inform you, "Love will roll the clouds away." This should thrill your soul. As along life's way you go, clouds may hide the light of day. Have no fear, for friend, you know, love
sun will roll the clouds away, turn the darkness into day. I'm so glad I now can say, God is watching over all, and He hears each time you pray. Lift your voice in happy song. Love will clouds away, turn the darkness into day. I'm so glad I now can say, love will roll the clouds away. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, verse 1, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Thank the Lord for the reading of His Word. We'd sure like to hear from you. Send any mail. If you have any offerings you'd like to send after you give to your church and take care of your family, it would be appreciated. But we want to hear from you anyway. Song request, prayer request. Anyway, the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service anytime. And you click donate on the front page and contribute with your debit or credit card. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.